Mardai Saigon wheeled around in shock at the sudden eruption of cannon fire astern of him. For just a moment, his mind was completely blank, unable to grasp what it could be. Then, like the flash of Langhorne's own Rockerai, understanding struck, and he swore vilely. Damn it! Damn it! He'd known there were three of them all along, and he'd let himself forget. Let himself get so focused, so concentrated on the ship alongside, that he'd completely ignored the threat of its third consort. Even through the blinding banks of gunsmoke, he could see Prince of Dolar's masts swinging around as she fell downwind. Despite the fact that her rigging appeared intact, it was obvious she was no longer under control, which meant either her wheel or her rudder must have carried away. In either case, she was no longer able to maneuver, and Saigon swore again as the third Carizian, main topsail briefly backed to slow her as she charged along under an insane press of canvas, poured a second raking broadside into Prince of Dolar's bows. Even as he watched, the Carizian galleon was slicing up to lay herself between guardsmen and her current opponent, and Saigon felt his belly knot at the thought of suddenly finding himself engaged at 2-to-1 odds. Especially 2-to-1 odds, half of which was the completely untouched galleon, which had just effectively knocked Prince of Dolar out of action with just two broadsides.
"Starboard your helm!"
he commanded, and guardsmen fell quickly off to larboard. She swung downwind, momentarily offering her stern to squall, as she broke away to leeward. It was Arnald Stewart's turn to swear. Squall was still moving faster than either Dart or guardsman, as he used her momentum to drive between the other two galleons. Even his well-drilled crew was frantically busy, as gunners thundered across the deck from right to left, and guardsman's abrupt turn exposed her stern. It would have been the perfect, lethal opening to rake his second opponent, if Squall's own heading hadn't robbed him of the opportunity. His larboard battery was loaded and ready, his starboard gun crews had gotten there in time to man the guns, but the two ships' relative motion carried guardsmen outside the arc of Squall's fire until she'd swung far enough to come almost parallel to her. Instead of the rake he'd almost achieved, the two ships passed in opposite directions, larboard to larboard on what amounted to reverse headings, with guardsmen to leeward of Squall. Stewart's gunners were as disappointed as their captain by the lost opportunity, but they recovered quickly and poured a destructive broadside into their foe as they passed. Guardsman was unable to reply. She'd been engaged against Dart with her starboard battery. Her larboard guns had never been loaded or run out, and her crew were still frantically casting off lashings when Squall fired. The range was much longer than the range to Prince of Dolar had been, and double-shotted guns were notoriously inaccurate at anything above half-pistol shot. On the other hand, Squall's gunners were very good, and guardsmen staggered amid a chorus of screams as a fresh hurricane of iron blasted into her. Mardai Saigon was no coward, or he would never have been hand-picked by the Earl of Thirsk as one of his first galleon commanders. Yet he was no more immune to the effects of surprise than the next man, and he felt something entirely too much like panic as the Carizian broadside crashed into his ship.
"Stop it," he commanded himself fiercely. "Yes, you let the bastard sneak up on you. Accept that and deal with it."
He shook his head like a man shaking off a punch to the jaw, then drew a deep breath and looked around, assessing the situation.
"How did it go to shit so quickly?" he wondered a moment later.
Prince of Dolar was drifting on the wind, completely out of control. She'd cleared the worst of the smoke, as had guardsmen on her present course, and Saigon could see her clearly now. Not that it was much comfort. Judging from the chaos on her decks and the bodies hanging in her tops and draped over her hammock nettings, She must have been hit extraordinarily hard by the Carizian's two broadsides. Worse, there was no evidence of any organized response to her difficulties, and Captain Germain was too good, too competent, for things to be drifting that way if he were still on his feet. That was bad enough, but Grand Vicar Maris was even farther downwind than Prince of Dolar or Guardsman herself. Unlike Germain's ship, Rosale clearly had Grand Vicar Maris under command, but her rigging had been severely damaged. It looked as if even Rosale had had enough, and as Saigon saw the streams of red oozing down her sides, human blood literally running from her scuppers, he didn't blame the other captain one bit. And, just to make Saigon's day complete, Rockerai was making clumsily off to leeward, as best she could without foremast or headsails as well. Which meant that, in effect, his own guardsmen and Kral's Bedard were the only effective Dolaran galleons left. He looked back astern, where Squall had altered course yet again, coming up alongside Dart. Even as Saigon watched, the Carizian flagship's four topgallant and four royal seemed to bend forward slowly, buckling into the smoke in a welter of snapping shrouds and stays. No one had been firing at her at the moment, so it had to be the result of cumulative damage, but Saigon wasn't about to complain. More guns thundered from the southwest, and he turned his attention that way to see Bedard breaking off as well. Ondair Kral was maintaining a brisk fire on his larger opponent, but his true purpose was clearly to cover his own wounded flagship until she could get clear. "And what the hell do we do?" Mardai Saigon asked himself harshly.